Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
I had a call the other day, and it was a seller trying to sell his townhouse listing, and he wanted to list with me, but it was currently listed with another agent, and he had some questions, and I had to tell him that I can't really speak about those things until his listing expires. Stay tuned, and I'll share with you what those things are. So as I was saying, I had this call, and this individual had his townhouse listed with a couple of realtors, and he was asking me, Gary, do you think this house is priced well? Can you take a look at it? And I said, hey, sorry, I can't speak about specific details about the property. There are a couple of things that realtors can't say. Number one is they can't talk about price. How the other realtors priced your townhouse listing, I'm not able to comment on it. I can't say it's priced high, I can't say it's priced low, I can't say it's well priced, I can't say anything about that. Number two is I can't comment on their marketing. I can't talk about whether the marketing's great, it's bad, the pictures are good or bad, the video, I can't say anything. I can't say, oh, why didn't they do this kind of marketing? I can't say that. The third thing I can't say is I can't talk about the realtors. I can't be like, oh yeah, those realtors, they're famous for whatever, like negative, of course. I can't say like, oh, those are bad realtors or something like that. Or they have a reputation of being shady or whatever. I can't say anything like that. The fourth thing I can't comment on is their realtor's brokerage. So I can't be like, oh yeah, their brokerage, they're super expensive and they rip people off, or I can't say that, right? So I told this guy, these are the four things I can't talk about. I can talk about what I do, you know, what kind of marketing I do and all that stuff. And he's like, yeah, sure, why don't you tell me? I was like, hey, you know, your listing, it looks like it's gonna expire in a couple weeks. Let's talk then. So great. He was like asking me about cancellation, right? And I can't really talk too much about cancellation. But basically, the contract will say that there's an option to terminate the agreement. And then if the realtor gives you the normal cancellation agreement, it's called a conditional cancellation. So realtors must give that to the seller. And then it just says your listing is canceled. So if the listing is, let's say, expires in end of June, and they want to cancel it today, let's say it's April right now, and they want to cancel it today, their listing will be under what's called cancel protected until June, until the expiry date. If the expiry date is, like, let's say September, and they cancel it now, then it'll be cancel protected for 60 days. 60 days later, then it's just terminated. So what does cancel protected means? Cancel protected means that, let's say the seller has it cancel protected, and then the next day they go hire another realtor and they sell the house immediately. Then the seller takes the risk of having to pay the current realtor the commission, as well as the previous realtor commission under the cancel protected status. So they're paying double commission. Chances are, seller's not gonna do that, so they're not gonna list it right away after that, right? Because it's cancel protected. So many people have been asking me like, oh, Gary, how do I get rid of this cancel protected? Well, I say there's a form called an unconditional cancellation, unconditional termination. So for that form, you need the listing agent approval, listing agent's approval in order to have that form signed. The listing agent doesn't have to give you the unconditional cancellation. So they could basically force the homeowner to go through cancel protected. And then it's always boggled my mind. Why would an agent refuse to give an unconditional cancellation to their seller and just make them mad. You're basically locking the client up. And I've had that situation where my client was trying to terminate her relationship with a previous realtor, and the previous realtor wouldn't give her the unconditional cancellation. And of course, I didn't say anything. I didn't step in or suggest anything. I just basically told her, yeah, well, you gotta talk with the realtor. But I'm thinking, why would an agent force their client to wait that 60-day period or wait until it expires? Like, you're just making a bad name for yourself. You're just pissing off the seller. You're gonna have bad PR. They're gonna spread bad word of mouth for you. Like, don't do that. Just give them the unconditional cancellation and move on with your life. You prefer to end the relationship in a platonic, neutral way. Just say it's not a good fit than to piss them off. Because if you piss your client off, there's one thing, it's like, hey, we're not a good fit, let's not work together. Okay, that's fine, right? The seller's not gonna, you know, badmouth you, or just, you know, you leave on good terms. But you start forcing them into this like cancel protected status and all this stuff when the seller requests for an unconditional cancellation, and you like force them, you're like, no, I'm not gonna let you cancel. You're just digging yourself a grave. It's stupid. Don't do that. If you care about your realtor reputation, you will give them an unconditional cancellation and move on with your life, right? You don't want to piss your seller off and force them into something that they don't want to be in. So anyways, I talked with this person on the phone. I said, hey, let's wait until your listing expires, and it's gonna expire soon, and then we'll talk afterward. I don't wanna interfere in their current agency relationship and just get in trouble. I want them to just have their relationship terminate, then we can have a fresh start, right? So for you, if you're a real estate agent and your client asks you for an unconditional termination, give them an unconditional termination. Don't be a jerk and force them to this cancel protected status. Move on with your life. They don't want to work with you. Just move on. Don't dig yourself a grave. All right? Hope you found value, and comment below if you've had experiences like this. Subscribe, and I really appreciate it if you share this video. And hit the notification bell so you'll be notified of future videos. And I will see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.